No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
Good. We've got some full noise questions from the BFM listeners about employment stuff, so we're going to launch into it. Our first one is from someone who's texted in saying, "My boss is literally on pee. What should I do?"
Oh dear. So, you know, I feel that as a regular sort of employee, you should, this is so out of, you know, your pay scale, and it's really, really unfortunate that you should have to deal with this sort of thing. If your boss has a manager above them, I would escalate that and take that out of your hands. If not, and you feel really unsafe, I would remove yourself and, you know, others from the situation. And I hate to say it, but yeah, if there is an immediate, if you really do feel unsafe and you feel that there's an immediate threat to someone, like if they're operating heavy machinery or something like that, I don't think you have any option but to maybe call the police. But I hate to say that. Escalate it if you can. Take this out of your hands. You know, you don't get paid enough to deal with this sort of shit.
Yeah.
Is what I would say.
Yeah.
As the immediate thing. But it's a health and safety thing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We've got another, I presume, health and safety thing from this texter who's asked, "We have a cockroach infestation at the bar I work at. One time it scuttled across the bar in front of a customer and I just pretended it didn't happen. Boss isn't doing anything. It's so gross." Even just reading that makes me feel yuck.
Yeah,
I'm very sorry to that person.
Wow. I can believe your boss isn't doing anything, but that seems kind of not great for the business.
Yeah.
So this again is a health and safety thing, right? It's about you feeling safe at work and your customers and health. I mean, I'm not sure if this is HOSPO, but let's assume it is. If you have a health and safety rep, that's the person I would go to. In fact, for both these questions, I would say your health and safety rep should be your first port of call, because they're actually trained to deal with, you know, things that are a risk to people's health and safety. So they can give you a lot of good advice and help you escalate an issue. If you don't have a health and safety rep, there's no time like the present to elect one.
Mm-hmm.
So any... I think that, but say you don't, and, you know, you want an immediate solution to this, I think a collective action is the best way to kind of get action.
Yeah.
So I would get my colleagues together and demand some sort of, action from your boss around the cockroach situation, because that's really gross.
It's super gross.
Yeah. Health and safety reps, they're amazing.
So,
and trained to deal with these situations.
Yeah, so we've talked about this before, but I think it's always good to repeat it, especially when we get a text like this. If you want to establish health and safety reps at your workplace, how do you go about doing that?
Well, your boss actually legally has to facilitate that. So the minute you say, "I want to have a health and safety rep," they have to put it in motion to elect one.
Okay. And if your boss is being a bit of a, you know, dragging their feet on it, what kind of would be the best way to, I guess, help that situation along without it having to be a massive drama?
If you are in a unionized workplace, calling your union can be one way. If not, WorkSafe is the organization that sort of deals with health and safety in New Zealand. And if you give them a call, I'm sure they would be able to give you some really good advice about how to speed along that process. So work safe.
There we go.
Look them up.
Okay, that sounds really helpful. We've got a text from someone who said, "What's the best way to approach renegotiating a contract? Should I email or do it in person? It all seems a bit scary to me and I don't know where to start."
Totally. So the best way to renegotiate a contract is unionizing your workplace and having a collective agreement. So I have to put that up.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Because then you don't have to do it alone.
Yep.
And it's not so scary, right? But let's talk to this question particularly. I would put it in email, because you want it in writing that you want to renegotiate. It's really easy for managers to sort of sweep things aside when you ask in person,
mm-hmm.
Or not follow up on things. So I think putting it in writing creates just a trail. If you want, you could talk about it in person and then put it in writing. That's one of my favorite little tricks.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not a trick. It's just
it's really tips and tricks.
yeah. Because then you've done it in an informal way, but you've also sort of put it in writing
yeah.
to formalize it. So that would be my advice. The most important thing is to, remember that you are contributing so much more to a business than you're getting paid, right? Because that's the rule of anything. I mean, minimum yeah. wage employees make the business a lot more money than what they are, remunerated. So feel confident in your value. You are really valuable. That's why you're employed. And you have every right to ask for a pay raise. There should be no negative sort of ramifications or anything like that for asking at all. And if there is, that's illegal.
The worst thing that should happen is someone says no, isn't that the case? Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah, exactly. The worst thing that should happen is that they say no. And it's really important to get into the habit of doing this, because especially sort of like white men are really good at asking for raises and everyone else isn't as great. Literally, the literature shows that, like marginalized groups are really bad at asking for raises.
Mm.
And so I think it's really important thing to just normalize.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Hey, well, thank you for answering these questions this morning, Justine. We appreciate it. I hope you have a lovely rest of your week and we'll talk to you again in a week's time.
In a fortnight.
Excellent. Thank you. In a fortnight. Rachel. I can't do the maths in my brain. Have a good one.
Good.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you.